Cardinal Stage Company's current production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore features a rotating cast of 16 prominent Bloomington women. The casting choice inspired the WFIU Arts Desk to scout the community for true stories from women about the role clothing has played in their evolution. After years of experience working different jobs with varying levels of chemical danger, ecologist Annie Bowling has come to terms with the lab coat and forged her own personal style notwithstanding. WFIU Arts intern Kate Griebel reports.
Annie Bowling is a science research technician in laboratories on Indiana University's Bloomington campus. She specializes in chemical analysis of water, air, and soil collected from field sites all over the state, country, and world.
Working as a lab manager straight out of undergrad, I worked in a lab where we used a lot of acid and did a lot of acid washing. And sometimes you just didn't want to wear a lab coat. And you found out very quickly that once you got your clothes home and washed them, they'd come out of the dryer full of holes.
I got a hole in my pocket and my money just runs on through.
It's kind of restrictive to wear a lab coat. You just kind of want to go in and get things done. So it just kind of took me a while to get used to it. But now I wear it all the time because it's got pockets. I can put things in it. You know, I don't have to worry about getting things on any of my clothes. And I've just kind of gotten accustomed to it.
The lab coat is key for safety, especially when it comes to working with HF, hydrofluoric acid.
I was working in a geological sciences lab where we'd have to isolate some elements out of those rock samples. And in order to do that, you pretty much had to dissolve the rock samples down to nothing. And that required the use of HF, which is hydrofluoric acid.
I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly.
Hydrofluoric acid is really intense. The fluoride ion in it can replace calcium in your bones and any organ system in your body. You can spill as small of an amount as 200 mils on your skin, and there have been cases where someone has done that and died within 3 days. And we used large quantities out of gallon jugs, and it was a little nerve-wracking. And I think maybe the most stressful part was occasionally we would have to put it in Teflon beakers and heat it up on a hot plate till it was boiling. In that case, I always wore my lab coat and goggles and gloves and everything. Luckily, while I was working there, I didn't have any incident, so I survived it.
Experiences like that taught Bowling to respect the power of the lab coat. Underneath her protective layer, Bowling doesn't stress too much about what she wears. In fact, she claims, just about everyone in her field, female or male, is relaxed about the dress code.
Within my field of ecology, you'll go and even at professional conferences, the people who give the talk are the most nicely dressed, and for ecologists, that means like a button-down, nice short-sleeve shirt, some nice shorts, and some Teva sandals. It's kind of nice, especially since I'm older and have just kind of been around a number of labs and job experiences and definitely have found, just myself later in life. But, you know, yeah, I have days where I can come in more casual, like jeans and t-shirt wear. Or if the day or situation permits, you know, I can come in a skirt and a blouse, you know, and can go between the two and feel like it's totally comfortable and it's just totally me.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Kate Griebel.
WFIU Arts intern Kate Griebel produced that conversation with Annie Bowling as a compliment to Cardinal Stage Company's current production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which features a rotating cast of 16 area women.